The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here talking about the trials and the tribulations of being a quote-unquote family caregiver or family that is navigating elder care and making those changes. And we are here to wrap up this hour with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you are amazing. And I think about all the struggles that families are dealing with, not only in, you know, just general elder care, which goes on all the time, but there's been this extra layer of the pandemic. And I know a lot of families have had seniors maybe living with them where they should have been in skilled care, but they were afraid over the you know, course of the last year and a half of, but then there's other things that go on. And once they move into a community, there's this feeling of, you know, guilt, feeling of relief, feeling of, did I do the right thing? Second guessing, all of those things. I'm sure that you deal with this, you know, a little bit of buyer's remorse from that side. How often does that come up?
100% of the time. in different amounts.
Right.
Because it's a change. Change is going to bring on all emotions. It's just how long do we stay in each one of the emotions.
Good point.
Based on your unique story. Mm-hmm. So many times right now, and I'm going to speak just briefly to the pandemic issues right now. We have the knowledge of knowing, having 18 months just about, of knowing what are the repercussions of people being isolated. What are the repercussions of having too much exposure to everybody? How do we find that balance? And so now I really want to empower families to know that there are communities of care, whether that be AL, IL, adult family home, memory care. We know how to find the balance now. Mm-hmm. The pendulum swung way over to one side where there was no contact at all.
Yeah.
And then we kind of figured out that's not working. How can we make this work? And then we swung over to being pretty open.
Yeah.
Still taking measured precautions. Now in the state of Washington, we're kind of going back to this pendulum swinging over here where we're a little more cautious. Mm-hmm. But we know that we cannot go way over here. We cannot go to the place of isolation.
No.
That does not work.
No. And the good news is, in at least in the state of Washington, 99% of people over the age of 65 have been vaccinated, which is really awesome. So I think that's a good thing. And a lot now that there's going to be a booster shot coming out, I think that's a good thing too. So I think we're making a lot of headway in the state of Washington, but obviously throughout the United States, that is not necessarily the case at all. So we have to look at, you know, where can we find the best solutions and the best balance given the scenarios that we
That's exactly in? Right. Now, within that pendulum, there's going to be a spectrum of mm-hmm. where corporations align themselves.
Right.
Where communities of care are supporting families in different ways. And so that has become a part of the equation of
absolutely
what is the best mm-hmm. community of care, large or small, mm-hmm. for your family.
Right.
And so we're very much honoring people's individuality and their story of where they're at. And we can do that. So don't lose hope in wherever you're at in this spectrum. Everybody is unique.
Yep.
Everybody's story is different. Here at Pinnacle, we've been able to figure out how to honor all those stories in relationship to pandemics. I wanted to briefly speak to the visitation. I believe I have not run into a community of late that is not having no visitation.
Right.
We've gotten wise and correctly said, Suzanne, you know, we do have a number of people that are vaccinated now. And so that helps in terms of giving people peace of mind and knowing that we've moved in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So please don't let the pandemic stop you mm-hmm. from getting the care that your loved ones need and that you need. You as a caregiver also need support. This is a joint venture. The gift of professional care in a community of care is not just to the loved one.
Right.
It's for the whole family.
Right.
And that's the piece that we discover as time goes on. Once you've made the decision to move mom or dad, and now you've moved them, you will see a little bit of a dip. Traditionally, I'd say majority of people have a little bit of dip in terms of their desire to participate, perhaps even in their physical abilities. You might even see a little bit of depression. We have just made a huge move. I'll make up a story. From 2,000 square foot house down to 640 square feet in an apartment. Right. That's huge. I'm not looking at the same pictures on the wall. I'm not, I don't have my pots and pans around me. I don't have my garage in. I don't have my backyard, and I don't smell the same flowers at different times of the year. It's huge. Give some grace.
Yes.
Take some patience there and work with, if you're with Pinnacle, we're going to work with you through those changes.
Right.
Then you're going to see someone come up a little bit, and they're going to find a new baseline because they can now rest in the next chapter of life.
Right.
They
right.
can now rest and know that, oh, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat for dinner. It's going to be there for me.
Yeah.
And I think there's like that, it, but it's there.
Yeah. And I think that adjustment period that we all are dealing with, when you're talking about a major change, it's like, it's very normal for a senior loved one to go into community and the first week say, I don't like it here.
Yes.
Everything's different because they're having to make so many changes, and the community is getting to know them. No, I didn't. And something as simple, like I have an example, my mom didn't know how to speak for what she needed. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when I did it's really, I think, important in a community is to have a care conference with the staff when you're there, so that, and that's something, Daphne, you could accompany families on that care conference so that those questions could get answered. And we found out really quick, the reason why my mom didn't like the food wasn't because of the food, it's because she liked to have milk with every meal and they weren't bringing her a glass of milk. And I kind of like laugh now, it was so simple, but she didn't even know that that's what she needed. When we went through this, it's like, well, my mom drinks milk. Now that was important that I said that. And from then on, my mom was happy. See? Yeah.
The little details are what really make it successful. I want to talk specifically about adult family homes right now for just a minute.
Absolutely.
In adult family homes, and they're not well known. We have about 3,500 of them in the state of Washington. They're highly regulated by the state of Washington. There's over 750 RCWs and WACs that regulate them. Mm-hmm. And they can have a maximum of 6 people, and in some homes, 8 people. So they're very small community.
Yeah.
Every adult family home has a different personality. By state law, they can do everything that a nursing home does except for intramuscular shots and breathing apparatus type care, drakes and whatnot. But they can specialize however they want to, and each one is individual. But the reason I want to bring up adult family homes is sometimes that transition from home to another home is
as drastic.
It's not. And it's easy to do, particularly for people who are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. If their environment and their habits that they do every day really keep them grounded, an adult family home is very viable to look at.
I couldn't agree with you more.
The difference between going from a home to an apartment building with long hallways and a schedule that at 2 o'clock I do this and it comes over the loudspeaker, and at 3 o'clock I do this and I have, 100 other people that I potentially can meet. And now I have to know, the people that come knocking on my door and say, hey, we'd love to invite you too.
And you're and like, it can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's overwhelming. Versus going to an adult family home, the scary part there is, what if my mom and dad or, whoever doesn't like anybody that's living there? What if it's too small? What if the smells aren't, quite right? What if they, want someplace that's light and bright and this one's really dark? Well, obviously, we're not going to a dark adult family home. No. We can specialize and really hone into what does your mom or dad like. It is magical in an adult.
And the thing that's so cool about that is you can actually find like-minded people that have, maybe they all like to play bridge. Maybe there's a there's a, you know, I know that my husband being Jewish, it's like there's a lot of people in the Jewish community that play Mahjong. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, yes, there's Klein Gallenhorn, which is huge, right?
Right.
But there's other types of adult family homes that may have a Jewish community within it. So yes. The idea is to have, you know, working with somebody like you, Daphne, you understand how to match the family so that those concerns will not happen. And I think that's the really important thing.
Exactly right. Let me tell you a quick story. We have a woman who got moved up from California 3 days ago. Her son lives in Houston. They got my name through Southern California. Daughter is here. They had her go to an AL, an assisted living community. Uh-huh. They had no idea that mom couldn't do things independently. She was in California, daughter's in Washington, son's in Texas, had no idea. They're in a panic. They have to go back to work on Monday. So they call me and we're going to figure out what is the option. Yeah. They didn't even know that adult family homes were an option.
Yeah.
They didn't even know they existed. Yes. So it's really important to learn what your options are. I don't know the right option for your family, but I do know the options to share with you. And I do know how to help you discern what will work the best long-term.
Mm-hmm. And having that long-term plan, I think, is so valuable. And so before we end today, I know that we haven't given Daphne's contact information, but please go to Answers for Elders if you want information, as well as Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500, but I really encourage you to go to our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. That's PINNACLE seniorplacements.com. And the reason I encourage you is you'll get a little more feel about what our services are, what our philosophies are. You'll get to read other testimonials that are there. Get more of a sense.
This is about large podcast library as well that you have on your website that you can actually learn so much from Daphne just by listening. And I think that that's so important. So Daphne, we're so thrilled that you're with us once a month. And I loved today. It was wonderful. And, you know, to each and every one of our families, you are not alone. Especially if you get a plan early in advance, pick up the phone and just call Daphne or call a senior professional in your community that would understand. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are here willing to help you. And we at Answers for Elders hope to, you know, educate you so that you feel like you're not alone, because you're not. So until next week, everyone. Believe it or not, we're moving into Labor Day next weekend, into September, and fall is upon us. So have a wonderful last, few days of August. And until then, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.